morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? It's Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. That means any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Man, Wildcard Wednesday, wild. Yeah. 312-981-7200 for your request. 312-981-7200. Alan in North Carolina requested Delbert McClinton. Old Weakness coming on strong. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Troop Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue on a muggy Wednesday morning. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And at 6, it's Steve Cochran with your morning drive. All righty, then. So we're going to be talking about the top summer songs from the last 30 years. CNN.com actually posted the top songs for each year. They started with 2015 and went backwards, so that's what we're going to do. And I'd love to hear from you guys. If you remember a specific song that dominated a summer that you have memories about, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I can remember, Dan, I actually can remember one, but it was longer than 30 years ago. It's the summer of 1979. Summer of 1979 was dominated by I Want You to Want Me, the Live at Budokan version, Cheap Trick, because Live at Budokan came out in 1979, and that was the summer of 1979. Between that, the Cheap Trick at Budokan album, particularly, I mean, the biggest single was I Want You to Want Me, although Surrender is the best song ever, but also Breakfast in America came out that summer, too, by Supertramp. And, like, The Logical Song, Take the Long Way Home. There were a ton of songs off of that album as well that dominated my summer of 79. Do we have a little bit of... Yeah, the summer of 1979, when I wasn't listening to Cheap Trick at Budokan, this album, or Breakfast in America by Supertramp, I was going to the movies to see Phantasm. That's pretty much all I did the summer of 79. Listened to Cheap Trick and Supertramp and went to see Phantasm. That's the kind of loser I am. That was the summer before I went into high school. It was a very interesting summer, 79. So, we're going to talk about your favorite summer songs as well, but let's go through the list here. They start with 2015, we'll go backwards. Now, any guesses? Let's see, Esmeralda, you're all hip, and you know what the kids are into. From the summer of 2015, would you take a guess at what song, can you remember from 2 years ago, that sort of dominated the pop culture world?
Oof. let's go with let's do a Justin Bieber song.
A Justin Bieber song.
Can't be Baby, that's way too.
That's too early, right? That was before 2015.
Yeah,
okay. All right, you ready? Let's see if you guys you'll recognize this immediately. But this was the top song of the summer of 2015. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. There it is. That doesn't surprise me. Wiz Khalifa's See You Again from the Fast and Furious 7 movie became like that, the summer song as a salute to the late Paul Walker. And I remember seeing the damn Furious 7 movie, which, of course, I loved. And I don't go to Fast and Furious movies to be emotionally touched and moved But I teared up at the end of that damn movie when they were showing all the Paul Walker stuff and playing that song. I was like, so I remember sitting in the Davis Theater going, oh, why am I crying in a Fast and Furious movie? So, you like that song, Esmeralda?
You know, I think I've only heard it once.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw what it was and I went, I'm going to go home.
Oh, because it may make you sad?
No, I was just like, oh, it's for that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later.
Well, it was about Paul Walker, right? Not really the movie, but it was, you know, it was used in the movie, but the song was written about Paul Walker being dead. So, all right. Now, this song I probably don't know. I don't know it by. This is 2014. Go a year back, 2014. And 2014, I'm looking at this. I don't recognize it. I know who the person is, the artist is, but I couldn't recognize it from the title. So maybe this will remind me. Now tell me who that, do that. Put that paper over all. I thought you knew that. I'll be the IGGY. Put my name in ball. I've been working. I'm up in here with some change to throw. I'm so fancy. You already know. I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. That's Iggy Azalea. You know that one, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the way you were about the Wiz Khalifa, that's how I am about the Iggy Azalea. She was just on James Corden's show last night, Iggy Azalea. Not sure why, but she was there. Dan, you know The Fancy by the Iggy Azalea, The Fancy?
I remember. I think we did... Around when that song was out, we did Earworms, and was that one of them? Yeah, for me.
Okay. All right. How about you, Vic? You know The Fancy by the Iggy Azaleas?
No. I'm kind of out of touch when it comes to
You and me both, Vic. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. I've said this before. I turn on MTV, the MTV, you know, Video Music Awards, the VMAs. 10 minutes in, I'm like, I have no idea what's happening or who anybody is.
Yeah, I'm the quintessential guy who stopped listening to new music after like 35. Unfortunately, I'm not proud of it, but that's true.
I'm kind of in that area. I couldn't tell you. I think it was in the mid 2000s or the late 2000s, or you know, like the late aughts. 2007, 2008, when I was like, yeah, I think I'm done.
Exactly. I'm like, I got these songs, and then
yeah, I got enough.
You guys deal with the rest.
I got enough. I'm good with these. Got enough on my plate.
Right. You know, there's, but occasionally I'll hear one and I'll love it. I heard a song by Justin Bieber. I didn't know it was Bieber. I was like, who's this? This is good.
And then it turned out to be the Biebs.
Yep, it did.
All right. Here's Steve, the limo driver. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I remember Jet Airliner.
Oh yeah,
when I was a kid, and I went through the whole summer thinking it was Chet and Lina.
Well, all right, we're getting into misheard lyrics again now.
Yeah, different subject there, but I was at summer camp, and when I became aware of this song, waiting in the barn for my pony, you know, for the pony or the horse ride at summer camp. And the barn had it was way in southern Illinois, and they were listening to, like, WLS or something, and they had some awesome speakers, so it was really jamming in that barn. Wow. While I was a heavy kid, so they had to find a special horse for me.
So
I had to wait a little, and I got a flaw that I found in the Seinfeld episode for you.
Okay.
All right, when John Voight bites Kramer in the arm in the taxi,
mm-hmm.
Now he clearly bites him in the wrist area. And then later in the episode, when the dentists are examining the wound, they're clearly looking in the elbow area. So there's like an 8-inch difference there.
There you go. All right. You have to write Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David on that one, Steve.
All right,
man.
Year.
Take care. There you go. Steve Miller, big old Jet Airliner. I'm trying to remember what year that would be. 77. Do you have it? Yeah. flashing back to Steve standing in a barn waiting for the special horse to be delivered. Just to be clear, this is not the song where they went down to El Paso and ran into a great big hasso. That would be Take the Money and Run. All right, we got a break. We're going back in time. Summer before summer before summer, examining the top songs that dominated those summers. We have Esmeralda's choice, Vic's choice, and Dan's choice coming up. And yours at 312-981-7200. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. 708 area code requests Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything? This certainly proves it. 708 area code requested Don Johnson's Heartbeat, which is widely considered the worst video ever made. And that's saying something, considering that Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire exists. So, all right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk and text and your requests for Wildcard Wednesday. We're talking about the top summer songs from the last 30 years, and we're at 2013. Esmeralda, any idea what the top summer song was?
Let's see. The Iggy Azalea was 14, yeah?
Yeah, Iggy Azalea, the Fancy Pants, or whatever it's called, that was 14. This is the year before.
Lord.
Which one?
The Rich People one.
Oh.
Royals.
Royals, okay. It's not. The other two songs that they mentioned for the summer of 2013 were Daft Punk's Get Lucky, which was huge. And Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop, which I couldn't tell you anything about. But I know the Daft Punk song. But it wasn't either of those two. It, in fact, was this. Yeah.
Oh, you mean that Marvin Gaye song?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. With Robin Thicke, The Blurred Lines. I will say this. There is a fantastic clip on YouTube from the Graham Norton show that features Hugh Jackman, Michael Fassbender, and my boyfriend James McAvoy dancing to Blurred Lines. And it makes me very, very happy. It just makes me really happy. If you find that clip, the setup is that Michael Fassbender never really liked to come out of his trailer when they were shooting the X-Men movies, and they would have to coax him out of the trailer by playing music, and they played Blurred Lines to get him out. They would blast Blurred Lines to get him out of his trailer, and then they'd all dance to the set. So they recreated that on the Graham Norton show. And watching Michael Fassbender, Hugh Jackman, and James McAvoy, who are three of my favorite people in the world, especially James McAvoy, dancing to Blurred Lines. Spectacular. Have you ever seen that clip, Esmeralda?
I haven't, no.
It's so good. It's so good. Now, only on the Graham Norton show would you see that. By the way, that show rules. If you don't watch the Graham Norton show, it's on BBC America. He's great. Graham Norton is great, and his show is relaxed. It's awesome. He has good guests. It's very funny. And, yeah, that moment of them dancing to Blurred Lines. I love it. All right. Let's see. All right. Esmeralda, you have one? What do we have for Esmeralda? What year? Do we know the year? Can we at least say the year? Then we'll play the song and talk about it. Do you know the year, Esmeralda?
The year that I remember it, I would say 2001.
You're right. Released 2001.
So it's the summer of 2001. And Esmeralda, this is your
yeah.
choice for
I'm
the...
in my Volkswagen driving down I-80.
Okay.
Going home from work at the Tweeter Center.
At the Tweeter Center.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glare. And I can see you moving way over there. If you want to go and take a ride with me, we three women in the phone with the dozies. Oh, why do I live this way? Hey, must be
That was huge. That song was huge. It was
I think
huge.
It played every time I was going home.
You were coming home from the Tweeter Center.
Yes.
Who is that, by the way?
It's Nelly.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Did he still have a Band-Aid on his face when that song was?
I think he started that at that point.
Oh, he did? Because it's getting hot in here. Wasn't that a Take Off All Your... Wasn't that Nelly?
That's after.
Get your clothes off because it's hot? All right. Okay. Well, we have to break. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll take your favorite summer songs from the past year, and we're climbing back through time, playing and talking about the top songs of the summer. It's summertime officially because it's been 90 degrees. It's going to be 90 degrees for the next 8 months. All right, so we're taking...
We wish.
No, we don't wish. We got a break. News is next.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride. The groom
yeah.
is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as the bronzer.
That's right. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Not disappointing this morning. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah, man. Kathy requested Lonnie Donegan's Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? Do you remember in the old days, if you went to bed, you had chewing gum, you would just stick it on your bedpost. You wake up in the morning, put it back in your mouth, and chew it some more. The common practice. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are talking about the top songs from the summer, going back 30 years to 1987, and we're remembering some of the summer songs. And we have some of our favorites, and we want to hear some of your favorites that dominated the summers. 312-981-7200. Here's Pat on WGN. Hi, Pat.
Hey, I remember from the summer of 83, the movie Valley Girl, I'll Melt With You by Modern English. And then other good songs from that summer was She Blinded Me by... With Science by Thomas Dolby, and Shadows of the Night by Pat Benatar. And then a couple of years earlier, there was that movie Caddyshack and the Kenny Loggins song, I'm All Right.
Right. Yeah, summer of 83. Well, for me, you mentioned a lot of popular songs there. And by the way, they play Melt With You 45 times in Valley Girl. They play it 100 times. But the one that dominated for me in 1983, summer of 1983, Pat, for me, was Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Oh, yeah. And then there was also the Risky Business movie with the, what was that, Bob Seger song?
Yeah, yeah, the Bob Seger song got, you know, I mean, that's a song from the 70s, but it did get repopulated because of, it became popular again because of Risky Business. Risky Business, by the way, also features Every Breath You Take. It's in the poker scene at the beginning of the movie. I've seen that movie a couple times. All right, let's hear Modern English, Melt With You. From.
I'll stop the world and melt with you. It's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great song. It's a great song. This is really one of the best songs of the 80s. And Esmeralda, this is the absolute definition of a one-hit wonder. If you look up One Hit Wonder in the dictionary, it just says Modern English. Because I don't think these guys even released a second single. And so, and actually, a few years later, they re-released Melt With You remixed. Like, they re-recorded it and went, well, this is the only hit that we're ever going to have, so we may as well just release it again. Let's record it and release it again. It is a great song, though. And it is, they play it 9 million times in the movie, in Valley Girl. All right, we're 2012. You ready for 2012, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me, maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number. So call me, maybe. Hey, I just met you.
Right, Carly Rae Jepsen. Whatever happened to her?
She played Pitchfork last year. She came out with like some indie pop album, and she became an indie
darling. That's right. We talked about that before. We talked about that with Jim Ryan about that. Carly Rae Jepsen. Well, she's older now, right? Wasn't she like 10 when that song came out?
Yeah, she's 11 now.
Yeah. Well, that was 2012, so she'd be 14 now. 2012, 5, she'd be 17 now. So, now, Dan, you actually admit to liking that song, right?
I love that song. I love the follow-up song. I really, 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 really like you.
Oh, right. That's right.
How many releases is in there?
There's like 7. Also, Justin Bieber shows up in that video. Tom Hanks is in that video. It's a fantastic song.
Wow. All right. That was 2012. 2011 was this. Right. LMFAO. And their party rock anthem there. You know, every time I hear that song, I don't hear it very often because I'm not a fan of it, but every time I hear that song, I think of Esmeralda. Did you ever see the sketch that Key and Peele did where they were LMFAO? And the song that they were doing, it was similar to this, but it was like Party All Night. And they kept partying, and they were on the verge of dying because the party never stopped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
It's hysterical. It's hysterical because every single thing that Key and Peele ever did was funny. So, all right. How about this one? You got to admit that that is a catchy song.
And I can't help but think of California girls that I grew up seeing on the beaches. When I hear that song, it brings me back.
Well, there you go.
That's Daisy Dukes with
Daisy
Bikinis
Dukes.
On top.
Exactly.
Bikinis on top. Yeah, there you go. It is a catchy song. I just think of Left Shark whenever I hear that song. I just wish Left Shark were here dancing in the studio. Dan, can we get Left Shark to show up and dance in the studio?
I mean, he's back in the public eye now after her webcast
right.
that she did.
Boy, was her appearance on SNL a few weeks ago weird. What's going on with her laying there with sushi, running around? I didn't understand any of it.
Because the song is about her being the main course.
I don't know.
The food is the
I like her haircut.
Metaphor.
I think her haircut's cool, but... I didn't understand it. I didn't like the song, but I thought the first thing was cool when they had all the drag queens on. Didn't like the song, but I thought the presentation was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome. All right, here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey.
I know I'm showing my age here, but I've been a fanatic about Layla by Derek and the Dominoes ever since I first heard it. I think it was 72.
Mm-hmm.
So that song is like a 7-minute escape, and... everything you mentioned in the past 20 minutes is from the past 10 years. I think it's a bunch of brainless bubblegum compared to Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. But go ahead and let's hear Layla. This was... Great song, great album. George Harrison, Eric Clapton fighting over the same woman. And they both wrote songs about her. And in fact, that whole album, Layla and Assorted Love Songs, is pretty much about Patty. It's a great, great song. It's also, the whole album is heartbreaking, the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. You bet. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Mike. There you go.
Have a good day.
All right. Take care. There you go. There's Mike. Yeah. Layla. That's a double album, too. It's a double album of heartbreak. It's like Patty did a number on both of those dudes, man. So, all right. Hey, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then more summer songs going all the way back each year by year. Yeah, man. Wildcard Wednesday, yeah. Canadian Bill picking Sheriff When I'm With You. Hey, welcome back. We're talking about our favorite songs from summers past. And what songs do you identify with what summer? And I've got the top summer songs going back to 30 years. And we're at 2009. We're going back to 2009 when this was your top summer song. Yeah, no thanks. can't stand that song. Not a fan of the Black Eyed Peas at all. And then I don't want to make fun of the two dudes that do nothing, because you've got Will.i.am and you've got Fergie, and then the two dudes that do nothing. Because isn't one of them sight impaired, Dan? I made fun of him, and then we found out like he's blind.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like. What are these two dudes? They did a sketch on SNL. I don't know if you guys remember this, but the show was hosted. It was Andy Samberg and Keenan. Keenan was the big dude, and Andy Samberg was the Asian guy, and they hosted their own talk show. And I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what the name was. It was. I think it was called The Other Guys or The Two Dudes or whatever, because the Black Eyed Peas, whatever. And then at some point, somebody a guest is on, and they mention Fergie, and all of a sudden Fergie comes out with Will.i.am, and they're like, no, leave. Get out of here. This is our show. Get out of here. Stop it. So there you go. All right. Vic, who admitted that he stopped listening to music 14 years ago, do you have a summer song?
I do.
All right. Shall we play it and then you can tell us about it?
I was asked on the spot, and this is what popped into my head.
Okay.
Building that turns blue. You can stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long for you and her. I got nothing. This time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit.
So this is Brad Paisley?
Yes, sir.
So that song's about summer,
because
he's talking about all he needs is an ice cold beer and some shades and some water. So clearly he's singing about summer. What year is that, Dan?
I think it's perfect timing, because I think it was 2009, wasn't it, Dan?
Was it?
Computer's running slow.
All right. Okay. Brad Paisley, Water. I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
2010. First charted in 2009, though.
It charted in 2009. There you go. All right. That's Vic's choice. All right, we're back now. We're going back 2008. We have our first repeat artist, Esmeralda. Our first repeat artist for 2008. Here we go.
I kissed a girl, but I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong.
See, I don't like that song, but I like the California Girls, and I like the Left Shark, and the Firework. That one doesn't do it for me. I Kissed a Girl. All right, how about this one? 2007. Any idea, Esmeralda? 2007?
Is it Miley Cyrus, the USA song?
It is not. It is not. It is this. Not as good as Shy Ronnie, that's for sure. I'll tell you that right now. I will say this. I've mentioned this before. The mashup that they did on Glee with that song and Singing in the Rain is my favorite musical moment on Glee. And I'm one of those dorks who watched. I watch Glee every week. Even when people stopped watching it, I was like, it's still good, man. Even though I knew it sucked. I love that show. So, but yeah, I think she's got a weird voice, man. I just think Rihanna's got a very weird delivery and a very weird voice, but I love Shy Ronnie, which she did two Shy Ronnie songs on SNL. All right. Here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Dan. Sorry. I just talked to you. Hey, Nick. Good morning. Hey. Hey, tune your ears a little bit. I told Dan, please don't play any of these because they're all so bad. But it brings back memories because I've got to rattle off a list of like, 10 in my head that are horrible songs, but I don't hate them because it takes me back to that exact place and time I was that summer, And so, I mean, going back to Seasons in the Sun, which is way off the, the Terry Jacks version, which was a horrible song, but I was a little kid Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant in the early 80s.
That's that's another 1983 song.
Yep.
1983 dominating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, that stupid Lou Bega Mambo number 9 or whatever, and there was a Squirrel Nut Zipper song that was, they played over, it was called Hell, and I actually bought this stupid album, and the rest of it was terrible. And
That's a fantastic bringing back the mid-90s, everybody, right there.
Yeah, even Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
It's not a good song. I like it better than his movies, but it brings me back to that exact moment in time.
Right.
So.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Thank you, Carrie.
Sure.
All right, take care. There you go. It's not getting, by the way, Carrie, it's not getting jiggy with it. It's getting jiggy with it. All right, we got a break here. We got more summer songs to play. By the way, 2006 that we're going to play after the news. We're going back to 2006. I love the song from 2006 so much. Oh my God, do I love it? Just giving you a little tease there that I adore the song that dominated the summer of 2006. Love it. All right, we got a break.
Sometimes don't ever change.
Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, wild. Check this out, Esmeralda. Paul requested. That's TLC's new single.
No.
Called Way Back from their new album coming out on June 30th. Did they replace? Did they get a third a TLC, or is it just the other two?
Maybe they're just TC.
Looking at the video, it looks like it's just the two of them.
Yeah, because you can't replace Left Eye.
There was a great exchange on Twitter earlier this week. I forget what comedian did it, but comedian tweeted out, has TLC changed their policy on scrubs? And TLC's official Twitter account replied back, nope.
That's pretty great. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich will have your opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, your requests for Wildcard Wednesday, and your thoughts on songs that dominated the summer and bring back a bunch of memories. That bring back memories from a specific year and a specific summer. 312-981-7200. We're counting backwards. We're back to 2006 here. And as I mentioned before the break and the news, this song rules. I love this song. Oh, man, I love that song. Nelly Furtado, Timbaland, whole album rules. Man, I used to listen to that album 5,000 times a day. Loved it. All right, 2005, this was your dominant song for the summer. Mariah Carey. I guess that was a comeback album for her. Because that Glitter thing happened a few years before.
Yeah, she kind of, she had some issues.
She had some, didn't she like break down on Carson Moron show?
Yeah, she, well,
she had like
they
a, she
knew
came out
was,
and like stripped and did like a weird.
Yeah, but then it looked fine because she had ice cream. She had like a little ice cream cart with her and
oh,
she handed
right.
out ice cream. And then she was just wearing a scantily clad outfit. I'm like, that's what she's always wearing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm confused.
Yeah. People were concerned for her mental health, if I remember correctly. All right. I was concerned for my mental health after I saw Glitter. Very concerned. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I was thinking, I don't know where I had a mental meltdown on music. I'm only like 3 years older than you, but there was a couple songs I think probably played more, but the one that stuck out for me, Esmeralda came up with last night, and that was Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
Oh, yeah. What do we got? Hey, Dan, did you ever see Kiss live?
Once, and I they're coming back around like this summer.
Oh, God.
Gene Simmons got to be in his late 60s.
Oh, yeah.
And he still jams.
I got to see him a bunch of times, and that song became their signature opening song. That was how they opened all their shows, was Detroit Rock City.
That song hooked me on rock and roll, I think, when I was, what was that, like 75, 74?
76 maybe, something around that time. Detroit Rock City is on, what album, is that on Love Gun? Detroit Rock City is not on Love Gun.
You always ask musicians what their first album, that was my first album.
That was your first album?
And to see Kiss in concert. And I've seen a lot of them. It was a show that you'd never forget.
Oh, yeah. I saw Kiss a bunch of times. And, yeah. So, all right. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Dan.
No problem,
Take
man.
Take care.
Have a good night.
It's off of Destroyer. That's right. Yeah, Destroyer, man. Yeah, Kiss Destroyer, man! LJ says, Summer Breeze with the Isley Brothers and Summertime with Will Smith. 815 says, Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Different 815 says, "My Sharona came out around the same time as I Want You to Want Me." That's absolutely true. I want My Sharona. Oh my God! Summer of 1979. That thing was on the radio every station every 5 minutes. Jay in Ohio says, "Nick, the summer of 1984, Boys of Summer by Don Henley." True. Yes. 630 area code says, "I love listening to the group America. It just seems so right for summer." Summertime, Sister Golden Hair, Ventura Highway, and A Horse with No Name. 815 area code says, "Long Time from Boston is a great summer tune." 708 area code says, "My 76th senior year in high school, my friends and I were caught by police throwing cherry bombs in Salt Creek. The cop that drove us to the police station was playing 'The Boys Are Back in Town' by Thin Lizzy on the radio. Now I hate that song." And don't be hating on Thin Lizzy. Phil Lynott didn't make you throw cherry bombs into the Salt Creek. Canadian Bill says, "Call Me Maybe came out in Canada in 2011, so we got to hear it two summers in a row." Is she Canadian, Carly Rae Lipson?
She actually won the Canadian Idol.
Is that where she's? Yeah. Oh, okay. John says, "Tommy James and the Shondells' Hanky Panky, a great summer song from 1966. 773 says, "How about 1974? Ooga chugga, ooga." No, that's "I can't stop more than I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me." Why am I forgetting the name of that song? God, I hated that song all summer long. It's a remake, and it was they use it in the Galaxy Guardians of the Galaxy. Hooked on a Feeling. That's it. Yeah, not as good as the David Hasselhoff version of Hooked on a Feeling, which was one of Andy Herman's favorite songs, by the way. I would just like to mention that.
It's the same, different?
What?
The same title?
Yeah, it's the same song. It's a remake of Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah. Oh,
and that, by the way, Hooked on a Feeling, the Ooga Chucka, Ooga Ooga, that's a remake. That's a cover.
So the Hoff was doing a remake of a remake.
Yeah, cover of a cover, because it's got the Ooga Chuckas in it. The original Hooked on a Feeling does not have the Ooga Chuckas in it. By the way, I opened for the Ooga Chuckas at Alpine Valley once. Yeah! Kathy, "Me and You and a Dog Named Boo" by Lobo. Hey, by the way, do you know who designed a few Poco and Lobo album covers? You familiar? Are you aware of this? He did a couple of Poco album covers and I think a couple of Lobo album covers. Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman was a graphic designer before getting into comedy, and he designed album covers. That guy was so damn talented. All right, we got a break, and then we'll get back to 2004 and go back and start playing these things in rapid succession so that when we get to the 90s, Dan and Esmeralda can jump up and down like goofballs. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Wednesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200. 815 area code. The Liars with Help You Ann. All right. We are talking about summer past, songs that topped summer's past, and we're at 2004. And this is the song that dominated 2004 in the summer.
I think that you should let it burn.
So that's Usher, and I don't know that song. Esmeralda, do you know that song?
I don't.
It was number one like all of July.
What year was this?
2004. The album is from Confessions, which was like a huge album.
I remember the Confession song.
And do you remember? What about Yeah? Wasn't that him? And Lil Jon's on that song going Yeah.
That was him, but I don't know when that was. That has to be.
Was it the same album? Yeah! That...
if that wasn't in the summer, or if it was in the summer, I don't know how it's not the song, because that thing was...
Yeah, yeah! Yeah! Up. Yeah. I didn't know who Little John was until... Yeah! All right. 2003, this was huge, and this is... yeah. Yeah. Beyonce. All right, 2002, we have another repeat, Esmeralda, another repeat artist. This guy has a Band-Aid on his face.
I said, it's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
Oh, it's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes.
Wow. I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
2002.
See, I thought that was before. Oh, okay, yeah, no.
That's before what we played before.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting my ears mixed up.
Hot in hell. Because there's two R's. Hot in hell.
Her.
Hot in hell. It's what they say when they're riding horses. Hot in hell. Dan, what's your choice?
This is awkward, but it's the Black Eyed Peas. It's going to be a good night.
Wait, that's your
yeah,
choice?
That is my choice, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry I made derogatory remarks.
No problem. But, yeah, just like kind of I think a lot of summer songs are guilty pleasures. That definitely falls in the category. And,
yeah.
You know, when I think of summer songs, I think of weddings. I think of dancing. And I think of people getting out and dancing to songs they normally wouldn't. You know, people who don't dance to those songs. And, like, you know, that one was a wedding staple for 3 or 4 years to the point like we had coordinated dances to it. yeah.
All right. Do you have 2001? Here's what 2001 dominated in the summer. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's enough of that. That's just enough of that. The original song is good. That not so much, and it's from that damn movie. That what the hell, Moulin Rouge nonsense. All right, before we break for the news, we'll do one more here real quick. The year 2000, all right? It's the beginning of the millennium. This was your number one song of the summer of 2000.
Remember you told me that it made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why every little thing I do, never seen enough for you. You don't want to lose it.
Yeah. If somebody were to get into a time machine, go back 17 years and tell me that I would be in love with Justin Timberlake, I would punch them in the mouth and put them back in their DeLorean and say, go back to 2017 because you're dumb. But that's the case. And I would have punched them for no reason and felt bad about it 17 years later because I love JT. All right. We got a break. That, of course, was NSYNC. That wasn't solo JT. We got a break, and then we'll go back in time some more for some more summer songs. And if you want to jump in with talk or text, 312-981-7200. News next. Yeah, man. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio at WGN. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Steve Cochran at 6. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Steve requested Rick Wakeman. The Forest from the album Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Is that some wizard rock?
Yes, it is. That's prog rock, wizard rock. Rick Wakeman, one of the greatest prog rock keyboardists to ever live, always used to wear sparkly capes.
Oh, wow.
Big, long capes. I told you about Rick Wakeman sometime in the past. He actually did a concept album about King Arthur.
Oh.
And they did it on ice.
Right.
They performed it on... I sent you a clip.
Yeah, that guy.
It's Rick Wakeman.
Cool.
That footage, by the way, is available. You can see it on YouTube. I'm not making this up. They did the... It was a concept album about... about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. And
why was it on ice?
Because it's the 70s and people were blowing
weed.
The
only way to get his vision across.
That was Rick Wakeman's vision was I see guys riding fake...
Gliding.
Like having fake horses strapped around their waists and ice skating to my 17-minute keyboard solos. Oh, man, Rick Wakeman. All right. Are you ready to get into the 90s, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah.
Back in time? Yeah. Summer songs. 1999. This was the song of the summer of 1999. That was her first hit, right?
Yes.
Did Christina Aguilera lurlula?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. All right. Okay, for some reason they have two from 1999. I guess they couldn't make up their minds.
They kept jumping back and forth.
This is the other one from 1999. I guess it was two divas, so they were just like, let's put them both.
Not at the time.
They were both divas then,
no,
weren't they?
No, not yet. They were baby divas.
Jennifer Lopez was?
She still wasn't. I think that was one of her few, the
beginning. She was still Jenny on the block.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she had made movies already at that point.
Yeah, but she wasn't a diva. She was making, like,
minor
roles.
I'm sure she was a diva. Nobody knew it yet.
No.
No, I'm positive she was a diva.
She only had minor roles. Roles, but they were like side.
She was in Out of Sight.
Yeah, but no, she wasn't the Roy. It was George Clooney was the one looking.
She was the female lead in
that
movie.
That doesn't mean that people were paying attention that much to her.
Well,
for her
I
to
was.
Be like, I'm a diva.
She had me fooled. I actually thought she was talented when I saw that movie. I remember seeing that movie and going, hey, it's Jennifer Lopez is all right. She'd already done Anaconda. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah.
She was a diva after Anaconda. All right, 1998. We're going back now. Back in 1998. This is crazy time. You in high school in 1998?
Yes.
Dan, you were? No, you were done, right? No.
I was still in high school.
You're still in high? God, I'm the oldest man in the world. All right. Here's your 1998. I approve of that song.
Song was a jam.
Yeah, I approve of that song. We've played
that
on Fly Jam Friday.
Over and over again.
It's a great song. Didn't like the other two from 1999. Don't care. Did like that one. So what were you, in 1997? Were you in high school in 1997?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What year were you?
4 years, man.
I know it's 4 years, but I don't know when you went.
I was 14.
14. So you were a freshman?
Yes.
In 97.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now if I were to ask you 96, you'd say no. You see, I wasn't too far off.
Yeah, but you've asked me for like...
I asked you the last two. The last two songs I asked you. You know, it's 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dan, you were in high school?
I was, yes.
All right. Oh, God, I hate this. All right, this was the big song, Summer of 1997, and I can't stand it. I know you're still living your life after death. remember I was watching the VMAs that year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Puff Daddy then, right? He wasn't Diddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Puff Daddy comes out. And he's dancing around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a choir on stage and all that stuff. I'm sitting there, and then Damn It, Sting came out. And I was like, this is just, I can't even. So Sting comes out. He starts singing on the damn song. My phone rings. I pick it up. It's one of my friends. And he goes, so you're still backing Sting? You're still behind Sting. You're still a Sting fan. Are you watching this? And I went, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. So.
Well, you didn't like that Rains song? What was that song you had? What was it was like very like gypsy-esque.
Desert Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a ton of his last album was great. Sting's last album.
Stuff that was just very like new age.
Oh yeah. No, no, no. There was a time when Sting came, all Sting was doing was growing beards and wearing oversized sweaters. That's all he was doing. And playing like hurdy-gurdy, you know, coming out and playing instruments from the 18th century.
Wearing no shoes.
Like, what the hell are you doing, man? No, it was this moment was a big moment when I was like still having a hard time defending Sting when he came out with during that song. I was like, I can't defend him anymore. But the moment before this, which was even worse, was when he made that video where he was ass, because it was Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting, ass, if you take the last initials, and it was that damn song from the Three Musketeers. And he's wearing a skirt in the video. Not a kilt. He's wearing a skirt. And I remember seeing the video going, I can't. My friends at this point had already given up on Sting.
Uh-huh.
And I was still a Sting fan. I was still a Sting defender. And then I saw the video and I'm going to get killed by my friends. My
Maybe
friends
he
are just
spilled on his pants and that's all they had.
And then it's him and he's with Bryan Adams and Rod Stewart. And it's for the damn Three Musketeer movie with Charlie Sheen.
Well, they're the Three Musketeers.
That's why there's three of them. And I think the song was called All for One.
Oh.
Ass.
Do you think they still talk?
Mm. I don't know.
They sing that to each other when they
call. They do. They call each other up and go, hi, ass. And then they sing that song. And Sting always has to put on his skirt.
Always. Anytime he sees them, he's got to.
He's got to put on his skirt. So. That was tough, man. I remember my phone rang and I was like, oh God. And I knew it was going to, when this thing was happening on the VMAs, I knew it was going to be my friends saying, you see this? Are you watching this? And you're still back in Sting. It was tough, man. Tough. All right. We're going to go back to 96 after we break here. Were you in high school in 1996?
I was in junior high.
Oh, and that's what, 8 years?
Yes.
I never had junior high. I had elementary school, and then
went straight to
high school.
No, we had junior high.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
it wasn't called. Oh, you had junior high. Now, was it a different school? Did you go to? Okay, so like you had to go to a separate school for junior high than you did for elementary school.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was nice because they separated you out from the young kids.
Yeah, I was in one building for 9 years.
They were getting you ready.
Yeah.
To be pummeled by all the adult high school kids.
Ridiculous. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah, man, continues. Peter in Buena Park picked Art of Noise from the movie Dragnet. An 80s song right there. And also, we want to say hi to Ron and Jackie listening in Rome.
Wow.
Listening in Rome on the app, on the WGN app. You just listen on the app.
Well, then.
So it's Ron and Jackie are regulars at my film club screenings. They haven't been in a while.
Mm-hmm.
They've been real busy, and of course they can't be now because they're in Rome.
They're in Rome, dang.
Yeah. All right, you ready for 1996?
Yeah.
I'm not because I know what it is. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. My first wedding was September 1st, 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you this before. I told the DJ, if he plays Macarena, I will break his legs. He didn't play Macarena. 1995. Were you in high school in 1995?
3 years.
Oh, okay.
3 years in. I had to repeat a bunch.
Oh, okay, cool. This song rules, as I think we can all agree.
Waterfalls, to the rivers and the lakes that you
95. Wow. 22 years ago.
It's 12.
God. It's amazing. 1994. I'm not going to recognize this until when I hear it. This one overpowered Lisa Loeb's
Stay.
Ethan Hawke movie, Ethan Hawke song, Stay, with her glasses.
I swear.
Oh, I know this now. Yeah.
Like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there for better or worse till death do us part. I love you with every beat of my heart, and I swear.
Where did these guys all for one?
Yeah.
Well, where did they come from?
No idea.
All right.
They were my first concert. So April of that year, I think, is
94?
When I saw them.
When you saw all four.
I saw them April 9th is the day after my birthday.
Why is it the number four but the word one? Why would they do that?
Because then people would probably think it's all 41.
Okay. That
they
makes
looked
sense.
A bit older too, so it might have been.
Okay. All for one. 1993. Well, you were repeating college
mm-hmm.
in 93. Yeah. Dan, you were in grad school?
Yep.
Okay.
Working on the master's.
This song rules. This was the 1993 summer song. Great song. That's from Velvet Rope, right?
No.
Janet. It's from Janet.
Yeah. With the boobs.
Right. She has boobs on every album.
Yeah, but this is where they're holding them.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the cover of Rolling Stone?
Right? Isn't it?
That's the cover. It's not the album cover.
No?
It's the cover of Rolling Stone. It was a cover of Rolling
what
Stone.
What was the cover then?
The cover was just her face, I think. It was just called Janet.
Correct.
And it was all lowercase. I had that album. I played it a lot. I liked it. 1992. We got another great song here. Baby got ballet. You know, I have to say, I love the fact that this song is still in the lexicon and that people love it.
Yeah.
Because I remember when it came out, I thought it was great. And I absolutely loved it. And I love the video with the peaches and the butts and all that stuff. It was just the best. And the girl from Some Kind of Wonderful. Oh, my God. Look at her butt. She's Eric Stoltz's younger sister in Some Kind of Wonderful.
Oh.
Anyway, I just love that that's still around. Okay, 1991, we have One Third of Ass.
Oh.
Yeah, Bryan Adams. This song is terrible.
Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for. I can't help it. There's nothing I want more. You know it's true. Everything I do it for you.
Yeah. That was the shark jumping point for Bryan Adams, as far as I'm concerned. I love 80s Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Love 80s Bryan Adams. Reckless is one of the best albums ever of the 80s. That Thing.
Eight and loving the song.
That Thing from the Robin Hood movie. God, I went to 3 weddings that summer, and the damn song was the song that they played. It was the couple song.
Oh, boy.
3 weddings. Summer of 1991. Went to the weddings with Leslie Presley. They were friends of hers. Go to the wedding, and I'm like, Leslie Presley, your friends have bad taste in music. All right, 1999, the song that I told Dan I thought would be in there is that smooth damn song.
Oh, yeah.
Santana.
That was in summer, I guess? Or didn't
it was, because I was in New York.
It didn't eclipse with whatever it was.
It didn't eclipse. There were two of them. It was the J-Lo and
what's it? Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle it, but it was playing all. I was in New York for 3 weeks that summer.
I guess that one was number two.
It was everywhere.
Top. Chart.
Smooth. All right. 1990, we have another repeat.
And now I know I've succeeded in finding the place I can see. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me.
Okay, this was her first, like, big thing, Mariah Carey. And was not wearing revealing clothes of any kind. Permy hair, like really permy hair. Looked completely different than she did when she became, you know, the diva that she became.
Well, because she divorced Tommy Mottola.
Right. Who was, like, 40 years older than her?
About so.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we have a Chicagoan now. 1989. A number. Another summer. No, that's not. That's, sorry. That's Fight the Power by P.E. That's not the one. this is 1989, summer of 1989. For me, it's Fight the Power that dominated the summer of 1989. But according to this, it's this dude.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks.
Richard Marx and his hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his father did the song Here Come the Hawks. His father wrote that song. All right.
Catchy too.
Real quick, 1988. You got to roll with it. I'll tell you the other song that would have been possible that I'm so glad it's not, because Roll With It, Steve Winwood, summer of 88. Don't Worry, Be Happy, was everywhere that summer. And I'm glad we didn't have to hear it. All right, then finally, 30 years ago, this was the dominant summer song. Yeah, there you go. Closing out on Whitney. There it is. That was 30 summers right there.
Oh, right. How it evolved.
It's craziness, wasn't it? Crazy. All right, Esmeralda, hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Let's do a little pop-up video tomorrow.
Sure.
And Dan Feinberg's going to join us. We'll get to talk about the season finale, which I'm going to watch in about an hour of Handmaid's Tale. Damn it, it's over. All right, see you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right, news next.